Well, Clinton, today
Hey.
I'm here, man, to ask you a very different question. People want to know if you have more single or married people in your circle of friends, dude.
So you're making the assumption that I have friends, first of all. No, that's a lie. I definitely have friends.
Oh.
Well, let me run through them. So I typically meet with a married couple every Friday, especially in the past. That was what we did. We get together and have dinner and watch real time with Bill Maher. That's just what we did. Maybe play a board game. So they're married. It's a lady and her husband that I used to work with at middle school. And then let's see, who else do I interact with on a regular basis? My spouse's coworkers. I guess they're not my friends. They're like extended acquaintances.
I got it.
They're, they're all one, two, three out of the four are married. Well, no, the other one's technically married too because her husband refuses to sign the divorce papers. So I guess I spend most of my time around married people.
Yeah. And how do you feel about that when you want to get crazy? I mean, most part of them, they have their married life and stuff like that. Or you were not the kind of person who goes out to get crazy, to do bad stuff, you know?
I don't really go too crazy anymore. Like, that was something for my youth and for my early 20s. And now that I'm nearly 30, I'm too old for that.
I see. I feel like, the same. I feel the same.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing, like, yeah, I can go with a group of friends or acquaintances and we can, like, go to a place where, the number one, you can sit down because I'm too old to be standing up all night long. And number two, that you can leave at 7 o'clock and it's not a problem. You'd be like, I'm ready to go eat dinner. Nice to meet you. Now go away. I'm ready to go home.
My gosh. No, I mean,
I promise I'm friendly.
My family always is always asking me, hey, why don't you sit down? Why don't you sit down? I am the kind of person who, when I am in a barbecue, everybody is sitting down and I am standing up, like moving my body because I am so, you know, I can't.
You're restless.
Yeah, I don't know what happens to me, but man, it's terrible for me. For example, I would love to be recording this episode with you standing, but if I stand up, you can't see my face. You just see the t-shirt, you know? So,
I mean, it's a nice design. I like it.
Yeah.
But I got to see your face too.
This is the Halloween one. Check it out.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, man. You see it, right? But the thing is that I know I in my circle of friends, for example, I have more married people too, especially because after getting married, it's kind of natural. You start having more opportunities to be around with another couples, right?
Yeah, and you're also, and I think also, you know, you're older too. And I keep coming back to this idea of being old. And also, I think when you get to like a certain age, especially if you're already married, I think you get to where you start to, I don't want to say crave, but you start to prefer like the level of calm that comes with other married people. You know what I'm trying to say? Like something a little bit, you know, less like, okay, there's Susie over there. She's, you know, she's trying to find somebody to go to the corner and make out with whenever it's like, I just don't need that in my life anymore. I'm married. Like I have graduated from that. I'm ready for something else.
Oh, I am going to put you into perspective with this now. I have this feeling in my mind. Oh, this is Susie, and she's the next mom that it's going to change diapers in 2 minutes or so, you know? Like all the couples that I have contact with, they have babies. Just one of them don't have yet, and they are the next in line. So probably, man, you just see, like you get things like this everywhere around the house. Do you know Peppa Pig?
What is that?
It's the marker that my baby loves to come here and make some drawings here in my office.
See, I don't have the baby toys, but if you look around the house, then you'll probably see like cat toys everywhere. There's a bunch of little stuffed mice just everywhere in the house. You can't walk without stepping on a stuffed mouse.
And how many cats do you have there?
We have two cats. Got we it. Were supposed to only have one, but then the shelter where we were going to get the cat, they found the cat sibling. And I said, you can't split a family. Like, you can't do it.
Good guy.
And it's actually great that we got the other cat, because I prefer the one that was a tag along.
Oh my. Yeah. You can't show preferences, man. Don't do that. Don't show. Say you love them all the same. They're all
they're cats. They don't know anything besides, hey, he opened up 10. Let's go eat. Like, did you scoop my box? Okay. That's all they care about.
That's all. That's all, right? Oh, my man. All right. I'm probably going to get back tomorrow or maybe in a future day just to talk about pets. All right?
Sure.
So that's it for today. And tomorrow, we're going to be back for another crazy chat as this one we had today. Okay, dude?
All right. I live for those chats and the tangents we go on.
Okay. So see you around. Have a great one, Clinton.
You too.
Bye-bye, man.
Bye.